WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
There, this is Radio Rubber Room live on WHAN 1430, as well as heard on 102.9 FM and www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got a great show for you tonight. We've got Richmond Blues Band Barrel House here with us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What up?
Do you guys have the blues?
Always.
Yes.
Always.
So who do we have here with us tonight? Let's go around. Instruments, names, that nonsense.
Brandon, guitar. I'm Nat, I play guitar and sing.
Stu on drums.
Jimmy on bass.
Tom, harmonica.
Dr.
I sing a little bit.
Tom on harmonica. So what's up, guys? Tell us a little bit about Barrel House.
Well, like you said, we play the blues. We've been playing in Richmond for a few years now. We just try to play the hardest, deepest blues
we can
provide.
Yeah. And why the blues? I mean, why that particular brand of music?
I think it came from Hyman.
I guess so.
He is the original.
Is your name Hyman?
Yeah.
Call him Hamo.
Sorry, that'd be me. I mean, I got into the blues a couple years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
A long time ago.
Man. Was it longer than that?
You know, you were born with the blues. We were all born with the blues.
I didn't start off listening to the blues. Like, I think the Allman Brothers really got me into the blues.
Mm.
Like, that whole Fillmore album, you know?
Mm.
We'd listen to that constantly, and, like, either Dwayne or Barry would be like, yo, this is the Elmore James song, this is the T-Bone Walker song, and then you start to find out who those cats are. So that's pretty much how we got into the blues, was working backwards like that, you know?
Is that when you decided to pick up a slide? Because you're quite the nasty slide guitar player.
I appreciate that. I mean, I wish I was a little bit better. But, yeah, that's definitely where I picked up the slide, was that Fillmore East album, that whole Dwayne Allman thing, for sure.
Now, guys, did you guys get...
Sean doesn't have a mic right now. You want to hear it? That's Sean's mic.
Sean, you sound great.
Sean, talking to your mic. Hey, Roger. Roger, can we get that fixed?
Sweet. I don't know, that sounded pretty good. It was
O-W-H-A-N.
Oh, we're having a great time.
What do you guys think of the situation? What do you guys think of the station, man? The technology we got going on. It's
I like it a lot. It reminds me of that whole Nashville studio beats where we did. Where you got the big knob.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we went to Nashville on the way to Memphis, and they had pretty much that same console. You had
huge
knobs. They were like, this is what Chet Atkins first worked on. So
it's
like
vintage. Way to go.
It is. Yeah. Vintage. So, I mean,
like,
that's it.
Like,
right?
Yeah. That looks like a mic he uses for harp.
Early space age technology.
Yeah.
No, the guys did bring us a gift, and we appreciate it. This is our 60th episode, and people like to
bring
us...
Second time that's happened.
Yeah, for our 40th episode, Boxwave brought us Colt 45.
Oh, wow. I didn't get that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you get it now?
Yeah.
You get it?
I do.
They actually listened to the show, Dan. It's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that happened. So we got some Dogfish Head 60-minute. Thank you, guys.
Woo!
Thank you.
I'm going to put this on my shelf with my Colt 45 from Boxwave.
But thank you guys. Thanks for paying attention and knowing what episode you were going to be on.
Well,
it's impressive.
We really appreciate what you're doing out there.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks, man. Because I can't stand listening to the show, so at least somebody listens to it.
No, we've had friends on the show. It's good.
Yeah. It's a good mix of comedy and music, I think.
Yeah. Do you guys want to interview us? You guys.
And with that, let's go to a song, Derek.
We're going to take a little break. This is Shaq Band with Picture Yourself.
Sandwiches and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitler's Brownies. Es ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Heinz's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's cupcakes are available. Hitler's cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
my cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, that's Cupcake Island. The cupcake is mein Führer.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Live here on Radio Rubber Room with Cold Woman.
Oh!
Cold Woman.
Oh.
And that's an original tune, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Who? Which one of you guys wrote it? Brandon, Nat, or was it a combination?
That's actually correct.
Team effort.
It was a team effort.
That is a funny story. Cold Woman Got the Run On was like kind of a joke that we had going. I don't even know where it came from.
You came up with Cold Woman Got the Run On.
Yeah, we just thought it was like it was just funny, man. Cold Woman Got the Run On.
Who was the girl?
Oh, just some cold woman, man.
I think it was some chick Jimmy knew, but that's not even
are all women cold women?
No, absolutely. My girlfriend is not a cold woman.
My wife is just warm as it's a summer day.
Oh, she's listening, huh?
Awesome. And speaking of people listening, if you are listening out there, we are giving away two VIP passes to the RVA Beer Fest May 5th. It's two VIP passes. All you have to do is hit up Radio Rubber Room on Facebook or at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter. Ask a question to the band, and the best question wins. We do have a couple. We'll get to those shortly. We do have a couple. Now, you guys, it says here, winner of the 2010 6th Annual River City Blues Society Challenge.
Ah,
correct.
Tell us about that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, River City Blues Society is it's a group here in town, and they support the blues. They do a Blues and Brews every Friday at Capitol Ale House downtown, and they're just, you know, they support all the local blues bands around town, and every year they have a challenge.
Is it every June or July or something like that?
Yeah, it's actually coming up. It's June 10th, I believe. And so the winner of that gets a little bit of cash to help them go to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis.
Which you guys went to.
We did go to that, yeah.
How was that?
A lot of fun.
Oh, man. It was awesome. It was a struggle, though. Stu and I both had the flu.
It was a road trip.
Isn't that how tours always start? Somebody's sick.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't start that way. It was on the road. Really? It was Nashville.
Well, it started.
We made it through Roanoke all right, then Nashville at all.
Yeah. We got honky-tonked.
We made a trip out of it.
How'd you guys do in Nashville?
We were the best band there.
Yeah, right.
Well, in Nashville, we ended up lying in the street.
But, yeah.
But in Memphis, we paired pretty well. I mean, there's a lot of great, great blues bands down there.
Yeah. 110 bands. So.
Yeah.
110? How many was that compared to the River City one? How many bands competed in that?
Eight.
Yeah.
I mean, bands from all over the world. In our venue, we were at the Hard Rock on Beale Street, and there was a band from France, really, really good band.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to other venues, saw bands from Poland, I think Israel, Asia. I mean, it was truly
American
international.
Band in our,
mm-hmm. Oh, and they were awesome,
yeah.
too.
So, I mean, have you guys ever played out in Chicago, man? Because, I mean, they're really into the blues.
We'd love to. We haven't yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Do blues bands from around the world still use the traditional instruments?
Pretty much. Those bands, I mean, they really look to the Delta blues and Chicago blues as, you know, that's what's kind of inspiring to us, too, because, you know, we love the blues, and we see all these people from all corners of the globe coming, and they're inspired by the same music that's inspired us, you know, Robert Johnson, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, you know, so you hear it in what they play, and, you know, they really try to emulate that sound, and they identify, they're probably delighted to come to Beale Street in Memphis, where a lot of that started, so it was really exciting to see that.
Because blues, I mean, that's the fundamental American music, that's the American sound.
Oh, absolutely.
Where do you think music would be without the blues?
Well, American music, I mean, I don't, you know, whether it's country, rock, I mean, almost anything I can trace back to blues. I mean, you know, heavy metal music comes out of, like, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, and they were basically playing blues, turned up, playing faster, shrieking instead of singing, but, you know.
I think without the blues, it would sound much like a one-note keyboard.
What about...
Yeah. Wow, you guys really do listen to the show.
There's two kinds of music. There's zippity doo dah, and there's the blues.
What's zippity doo dah?
Yeah, you can't hear Sean. His mic is terrible.
Sean wants to know what is zippity doo dah.
Hey, turn your mic up, Sean.
It's anything that isn't blues.
Anything that isn't blues.
Yeah.
So
everything.
Katy Perry is zippity doo dah.
Oh, I like zippity doo dah.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah,
no. It's just the other kind of music. Yeah.
So the Beatles are zippity doo dah.
I guess.
I'd say the Beatles are more on the zippity doo dah side, and the Rolling Stones are more on the blues side.
Oh, absolutely.
Come up with a British invasion analogy.
How do you trace yodeling back to blues?
Yodeling comes from a long time before.
It's the Dutch, it
Scandinavian,
right?
Or Dutch tradition, Swiss, but, Swiss tradition, I believe.
Yeah, but I really, blues comes out of field hollers, you know, on the plantations, and slaves brought it over from Africa. So there's actually probably a correlation to blues and yodeling.
Gospel,
humanity,
jazz.
Came out of Africa, so. Yeah.
It's really, I mean, it's really, you know, music, art, the music that we do in the U.S. is really, like, rooted in jazz and, like, ragtime and that stuff. And that's really where blues came from, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely not classical.
No, I would say the other way around.
Yeah, you could actually say some blues predated jazz that's familiar.
If you talked about pre-war blues and country blues and the blues that was going on at house parties, that was coming off of the plantations and people just getting together and playing music to feel good because they had the blues, they wanted to feel better. That's sort of where it started. And then it sort of kicked up into the cities and became more urban.
Well, he's absolutely right. I mean, with that jazz approach, ragtime approach, because, I mean, even in Memphis, we had W.C. Handy Park right next to us. And, like, and he the cat that came out of New Orleans that invented that flat five that started the blues. I mean,
so after there being 70 or 80 years of blues music, what do you guys do to try to make it different?
Well,
I say we play it from the heart, you know. Yeah. I mean, we're not really doing anything different, but just putting ourselves into it, you know.
Yeah, why who needs to do the blues different, man? They're excellent the way that they are.
Yeah, like, I mean, they got the formula right the first time.
But we are doing it different
a little bit. You put your why, own spin on it and put your own, I mean, it's about emotion and putting the feeling into the music, and we try and do that.
I mean, I like blues the way that they are. I don't see any reason to try to, like, change them personally.
I mean, they did change the blues once, and it started rock and roll.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck trying to.
We consciously try to be blues. There's, I mean, almost a lot of, like, classic rock is almost all based in blues, and so there's a lot of bands that play blues rock, and we wanted to say, you know what? We love rock and roll music, don't get me wrong, but we really want to, like, try. I mean, in this day and age, you know, it's hard to kind of go all the way back to just what was blues before there was rock and roll. And we try to look to that as inspiration and say that really simple format, you know, sometimes it's 2-3 chords. But if you can, you know, get a lot out of what that format is, then I think that's what really speaks to people on that level.
Are you guys ever playing a song and you're like, too much boogie, more blues?
All the time.
Well, Brandon's nickname is Boogie, so sometimes there's too much boogie.
Yeah, there can be an exit.
Like, Brandon, you're playing too happy. Your family doesn't love you. Kick it up a notch.
All right. Hey, do you guys want to? We got time for a Twitter question.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So we're gonna let you guys pick who we give the Beer Fest VIP passes to. So they're going to ask you a question, and I have not screened the questions. I don't think Derek has either. Well, you have. You've looked at it. Sean has not screened the question. But at the end of the night, you guys get to choose who gets the VIP passes to hang out with On, Mekong, in the Mekong.
Sounds like VIP section. Yeah.
No.
All right. Is it too late for us to put in a question?
Not at all. Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet at us at Radio Rubber Room.
Ask yourself really something interesting.
All right, this is from Pistol Whip Jenkins. Pistol Whip Jenkins.
Like him already.
All right. I heard Barrel House opened for ZZ Top. Was it intimidating for them to perform with men with such powerful beards?
Good question.
I grew my beard for a couple weeks before that, and I was intimidated.
You were intimidated?
Nothing. It's intimidating to listen to people with such powerful beards.
It was incredibly intimidating. Like, I got really lucky and got to meet Billy Gibbons, and I actually got my hand stuck in his beard in a handshake. Like, no lie.
Have you washed your hand?
Oh yeah, I definitely had to wash my hand. But like,
did you pull out any food?
He didn't have any glasses on, and he has these little Texas rattlesnake beady little eyes, and he was like, "Don't worry about it, son. It happens all the time."
I bet it does.
Didn't have cheap sunglasses on?
No. Did not.
I wonder if he ever buckles his belt and gets his beard stuck in there.
Yeah,
yeah. Really nice cat.
So I mean, how is it? How is that, man? That's because I mean, you grow up listening to that music. How is that to be able to open for them and meet them and?
Oh man!
Share
stage
and get your hand stuck in his beard.
It blows your mind.
Get your hand stuck in his beard.
There was no accident.
Yeah.
Who were they opening for?
What did that voice in the other room say?
Yeah, he said, "Who were they opening for?"
It was ZZ Top.
I don't think ZZ Top opens for anybody, do they?
We were opening for them. It was just us and them.
Yeah. Is there a lot of bikers out there, man? Any hot rods?
I don't know. They're probably in the parking deck. You can't really just.
I think Brandon has a story about a hot rodded, chromed out bicycle.
There was a chromed out bicycle sighting. I was getting ready to leave and headed back up to the parking deck to get my car, and I saw Billy come out of the venue, and so I ran over there and was like, "I've got to say something." So I was just like, "Thanks for having us," and he kind of turned around, and then he did a double take and turned around and was like, "Oh yeah, great job, guys, great job." And like icy blue eyes cut right through. So anyway, I go up to get my car, and I'm coming back down, and stopped at the light there, and all of a sudden this like flash of light, and it's like this chrome bicycle, and it's all stretched out with these huge handlebars, and like Billy comes flying down the street. His beard is just blowing in the wind. He's got like fragments of Nat's hand in it. He's just cutting. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Riding down 7th Street in the middle of the night on a bicycle.
Like his hand was chasing him, right?
Hmm. Yeah, off into the night. Like a blues warrior.
That means pretty awesome.
That's just a great story to have. You know,
the last
time
we saw him.
He was never seen again.
We had.
All right, go off into the night. Let's go ahead and take a break, man. Let's play a song.
Yeah, let's do it. This is Dream Machine. They just got in the studio, finally got some stuff recorded. Our good friends playing every Wednesday night at the Republic on the event we throw there. So good friends of ours. This is a new recording by them. I Want It.
Yeah. over here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Oh, my bad.
Hello, Dan.
I've been doing that quite a bit.
Yes. Do we have a caller?
We do. We do. We have a caller. We're back on Radio Rubber Room.
We are back on Radio Rubber Room.
We have a caller. Sarah, are you there?
Hi. I'm there. I'm here.
What's up, Sarah?
Not much. How are you?
All right. How's Good. The draft going?
I'm sorry?
Are you watching the draft?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, partly.
Partly? Oh, really?
For the Eagles, I'm paying attention.
Oh, nice, nice.
Are you a football fan?
Kind of, not really. I kind of do whatever my husband
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
So I'm an Eagles fan, vicariously.
Oh, that's a bad answer.
Oh, no, no. This is a lot of people off.
So how's Sounds of RBA going?
It's going good. We had, I have another article in RVA Mag today.
Mm-hmm.
It's my On the Horizon series, and that's going really well.
Yeah, you've been getting a lot of attention on that too.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's I get a lot of good feedback, which is good. But you know, I'm always trying new ideas. So
now, how does that? I mean, obviously, you watch your statistics. You can see on the back end like how traffic is on your site. Have you noticed an increase in traffic?
I did just switch to Google Analytics.
Oh, okay.
And that has been really nice, and I definitely can tell a difference, especially when RVA Mag's article comes out.
That's cool. So, I mean, are you watching, like, the traffic just become steady, or is it just like, okay, I just posted it, I see a spike, or is it slowly, like, increasing?
It's slowly increasing, I think.
Nice.
It's kind of, you know, I look at how long people are on there, and it's they stay as an average of about a minute and a half, so that's a pretty good long while, I guess. But, you know, in the terms of numbers, everybody's just kind of joining the bandwagon.
So, Sarah, you you started, like, what, November 2010?
2010.
So it's like a year and a half now.
That's right.
Awesome.
And I'm going to be planning a little party for my second year anniversary in November.
Nice.
Congratulations. Now, thanks for calling in. Simon's mom's been slacking off. She hasn't been coming in a lot. Her and Dan have a rift.
Yeah.
And,
so
not the biggest fan.
We appreciate you calling in. Do you have some show picks for us?
I do. There's a couple of cool things going on, even though it's really going to rain this weekend and be lame. But there's still cool stuff to do on Friday. Apache Radio is at the Camel with the Kindling Kind.
Blasted.
And Ortho Ethos and Beef Lizard.
That's going to be a great show.
It is.
It's
unfortunately,
only $5.
Unfortunately, we can't go because we have the Radio Rubber Room Dance Party at On the Rocks. And it's
That's
free,
where
by
I
the way.
I also want to make it. What time does that start?
Whenever I start dancing.
Perfect.
So it might start on Thursday.
It might. I think I need to warm up.
Definitely stretch.
I will.
Definitely stretch first.
Nice.
But that's going to be a good show at the Camel, too. That's definitely going to be a killer show. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, definitely. And Saturday, there's a cool show at the Cellar Door. It's Heavy Midgets and Wolf Goat.
Heavy Midgets?
Yeah. They're like a pop punk psychedelic kind of band.
Gotcha.
And Wolf Goat is really cool. They just have a new EP out. And then a Blacksburg band, Hoop Dreams. And another RVA band, Space Monster.
That sounds scary.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be kind of wild.
What do they sound like?
That's at Cellar Door?
That's at Cellar Door. I haven't listened to Space Monster yet, but Wolf Goat is kind of like a Akron Family. I've got a review coming out actually tomorrow.
Oh, word. The also De La Soul, man, they're playing at Browns Island, which I wish I could make.
But. I know, I really wish I could do that too. It's exciting, and Yola Tingo and a couple other people.
Anything for Sunday?
Sunday, Bandito's birthday party, 15th anniversary with the Milk Stain.
Awesome, awesome.
And then later that night, there's the Urotic.
Also at Bandito's?
Also at Bandito's, right. So it's kind of a packed night.
Well, cool, cool. Anything else?
I think, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm excited.
Well, everyone can read about it in your blog, Sounds of RVA, at Sounds of RVA on Twitter, and on the horizon on RVAMag.com.
So, hey, before you go, are you going to be talking at the brunch at the Camel that we do in June?
First Sunday of June.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really exciting. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
We haven't released all the information about it yet, but we'll be doing that shortly.
Yeah, I can't wait till more details come out and we get to talk about it and actually make it happen. It's cool.
Awesome.
All right, Sarah. Well, thanks a lot for giving us a call.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, Sarah.
Take it easy.
Talk to you later.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Max. To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture. Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly into your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah! Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it, too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Radio Rubber Room.
your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Must have been The Shine, correct, by Barrel House.
Correct.
Here on Radio Rubber Room. Now, Tom, you sing that one. Did you write that one?
I did write that one. But, yes, I wrote the lyrics to that song years ago, and I brought it to the guys. Actually, during our quote-unquote Blizzard sessions, we got together a couple years ago, and we were recording some stuff, and it was that big Blizzard, and we had planned it. And we got all together, and we worked it out that day. But
is that where it came together?
It is. Yeah, because it was not how I heard it in my head, but after that day, it must have been The Shine.
Nice. I got to be honest with you guys. I've heard two songs, and I've already got your band figured out, man. It's the harp, dude. harp. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Pan's flute, man. It's like, I'm telling you, man.
Tell
you put a harp in anything, and you're like,
Did like you when you picked up the harp? With how were you younger, or did you pick it up more recently, or how
well,
long
I was younger,
how long you've been playing that harp?
It was about 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So. Were you at the time thinking that you might go to jail? You're like, I need something to do just in case I get arrested and have to go to jail.
I thought it would be an easy instrument to pick up and play.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah,
and
it's not.
And it's actually then that I really started listening to more blues because I wanted to hear more examples of good harmonica playing. And that's when my love of the blues really kicked off. Mm. So,
dude, you think that's hard, man? Have you ever tried to play the comb?
Yeah. I have, and I gave up.
Yeah.
Look,
Unbreakable.
Have you seen my
like
head? Do you think I have a lot of combs lying around?
You see mine?
It was about the only thing I could do.
And that, tell us a little bit. You got some signatures on that guitar. Are those authentic signatures?
Yes, these are
like
real.
Like Sharpie and everything?
These are real signatures.
Who do you got on there?
Got a Derek Trucks, a Susan Tedeschi. I got a Jimmy Herring and a John Hammond Jr.
Do you worry about playing it with those signatures on there, like them wearing off, or did you like lacquer over it?
Not at all. I don't mind.
Dude. He plays the blues, man. That means he has $0 in his bank account.
Yeah. A lot of time.
Ride it till the wheels fall off, baby.
It's more of a negative dollar amount once you hit that blue.
Who was it that you wanted to sign the guitar that said no?
Nobody actually.
Really?
No. You gave your guitar to somebody, and it was at the Hat Factory.
No, that was Jimmy Herring. He said he didn't want to sign either of our guitars.
No. Jimmy Herring asked if he could sign over Derek Trucks' name.
What a jerk, man.
Well, they're friends.
They're really good friends, and it was a joke.
Okay.
But he made me.
That's not a funny joke.
I thought
it was funny.
He got his on the back. He didn't want to sign the front of it. Well, maybe he just didn't want it.
Now playing slide, you play in... not standard tuning usually, or do you?
No, I play in an open tuning.
Yeah, do you stick to one tuning, or
yeah,
do you switch it up a lot?
I stick to an open E, so it's just an E chord.
Because I remember when I was younger, I used to mess with some Robert Johnson stuff, and
yeah,
and always had to change the tuning. A at 9 and
open
A.
Robert Johnson uses a lot of crazy G's and D's and stuff like that. We can hit a lot of that stuff in E as well.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of the key that you play it in. I've picked up on the E. I like it a lot.
Have you ever played your guitar with a bow?
With a bow,
yeah.
No. Do you have a bow?
I feel like that might
now?
Be interesting, though. Almost like slide guitar. Right?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I mean...
Probably destroy the bow, dude.
I've seen him play with a lot of different slides, though.
Huh. Derek plays with his teeth, man.
I haven't in a long time. Long time.
Those are dentures.
Those are dentures. Those aren't my real teeth. But yeah,
What you can't see is I'm playing with Derek's dentures.
That was pretty awesome, by the way.
Nice. What year was the best for music ever?
Best for music ever.
Did somebody
say
Roger yelled that from the other room.
I heard that on the radio, I think. Roger says 69.
1911.
1911?
Isn't that when Robert Johnson was born?
Was it? When he was born? So that wouldn't be the best year for music. Well, it depends. Okay.
Well, it depends on
yeah.
Not the fact that Scott Joplin was playing... Whatever those songs he plays are.
Right.
So, you're going with 1911?
1911.
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
Final answer?
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
I feel cool.
2000. Has anybody else 12? Had any? 2012.
2012.
We played the 60th show.
Because Justin Bieber has been number one pretty much all year.
Great times. Great time for music.
Speaking of which, did you guys see that like hoax where he got stabbed by a fan?
Yeah, I keep telling
I was like, yes!
No, it didn't happen.
No.
I looked it up on Snopes.
I haven't seen that. What happened? He got stabbed?
It was a hoax, man. They're trying to steal your credit card information, Derek.
Oh.
For just $20, you can help Justin Bieber not get stabbed.
that's not worth it.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen.
So, what kind of government would you say that Barrel House abides by?
Government.
What do you ask questions that no one understands?
Do you have like a leader?
Leader. Oh, okay.
Like, is there a hierarchy
within the band? We're pretty much a democracy, you know. And then we just.
get into a big fight if it doesn't work out well.
Yeah. So the strong survive.
Uprisings. Right. Yeah.
We
usually start each rehearsal with a knife fight.
Hmm. Huh. Is it like the Jean-Claude Van Damme one where you're like taped to each other's hands and you're like,
yeah.
Actually, you're referring like glass on your face. Meat at knife fight is actually what you're referring
to. Oh, yeah, that's
oh, wait, which one? Oh, was it Charles Bronson?
No, that's the Michael Jackson knife fight you're talking about.
No, I think I think in Death
Wish,
cut
off the red jacket. That's the one you're hollering about.
No, I feel like in Death Wish, like Charles Bronson, like was like strapped to somebody. I've seen some movie that's not a Michael Jackson related movie.
Okay, cool.
Well, if anyone...
Who is Michael Jackson?
My favorite in Bloodsport is when the dude Charles threw the pocket Bronson. Sand at him. That was my favorite tip on...
Oh, yeah, where he, like, broke it out of his belt, and he's like, shh.
Pocket sand.
It's like slow motion. The only...
I mean, pocket sand's a bluesy move, dude.
It is.
Yes.
That's pretty bluesy.
Yep. And, you know, crushed red pepper isn't bad either. Mm-hmm. Just that they close their eyes, it, like, flakes off. That's bad.
So, what... In case there is a fight that breaks out amongst the band, what instrument makes the best weapon?
Bass guitar. Drumsticks.
I was going with bass guitar because I feel like it has a long neck.
I don't know. That harmonica plugged in, you swing that chord around the right way. You got
somebody's getting
it. Yeah.
Oh, it's like having a mace, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
A very musical mace.
I think I would throw my cymbals first if I was the drummer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would try to decapitate some mofos.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the thing Sean
rated. So.
All right, it is almost time to take a break, so let's hit up one more Twitter question really quick. How about this? All right, this isn't really more of... This is more of a statement.
It's a statement?
This is more of a demand. This is actually from Doug Fisher of
from
the Rift.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Fisher of the Rift.
What's up, Doug?
This isn't. There's no question mark. There's an exclamation point. So I don't know if he understood how this works.
Does he just want to go to the?
He's
thing?
Demanding.
He says we should do festival? Another River City Roots jam.
Oh, we should.
Oh,
that was fun.
Doug, you have been disqualified for not forming your statement in the form of a question.
We appreciate you, Doug.
Oh,
needs to be. What if we were to do another?
So what you need to do?
You can vote whoever you want.
Well, for those calling or twittering in now. Are these supposed to be beer related?
No, they don't have to be anything related. Right.
What you guys need to do is answer that statement in the form of a question.
Yeah. Doug, we would love to do another River City Roots jam. We'll have to look into that.
If that's your question.
It was a statement. It was more of an order.
Love to do another Roots jam?
All right, it is time to take a little break, do a song. This is actually 99.99% of the music we play on the show is RVA music, Richmond music, but this is actually singer-songwriter from Stockholm, Sweden.
I like how you play say 99.99 like we played 10,000 songs.
Yes.
Because that's how many we would have had to play for one of them to have reached that percent.
Well, thank you for your double-checking my math on that one. I appreciate it. I like a fact-checker.
Boom.
But she's going to be opening up at the Republic this Wednesday. She's from Stockholm, Sweden. This is Sofia Talvik.
I could say talk to me, tell me you really love me.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Greetings, friends. Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me, and you will love having it inside you as well.
Boom. Yeah. Boom, we are back.
So sudden, man.
What's going on, my mates?
I didn't even know. What's the question?
I said, what's going on, my mates?
Oh, is that Radley? Doing, man?
It's good to see you folks. It is me, Radley. Radley Rockwell from the band Vomit. You might have also heard me in the bands Crossbows and Lilacs.
It's great to have you, Radley.
Dude, I've been looking everywhere for your album, and I don't see it.
It only comes out in black market versions.
Okay. Black Cassette market versions.
You see it from reel to reel from time to time.
Reel to reel?
Wax cylinder.
That's
the most analog of music.
You are a marketing genius, my friend.
So I was hearing this band, man. It's cool. I like their style. It's like something I never heard before. It's really the style of music. I feel like I'm influenced by it already. I feel like that music evolved from metal, which is what I play. It just has that way. One time, I feel like I caught the blues from a hooker in Malaysia, and I played some good rock during that time. But it was definitely more of the metal persuasion. So I just wanted to tell y'all that I'm going to take y'all's music and use it in my metal to make more of a bluesy-sounding metal. I feel like I would be bring it into the future with that, with a mixture of things.
And call it purple.
You're so prog, dude. You are so prog.
Yeah, you're groundbreaking.
I'm pretty new wave. Is what I like to say.
Yeah.
I'm like the newest wave.
You like newer wave?
Even newer than that, mate. Newest wave. So I can see how having a band member like me of my status in this studio can make y'all have lots of questions. Is there any questions y'all might have? I'll give you 5 seconds to ask them.
Why don't you pronounce T's in the middle of words?
It is from Middleton. It's a trait of where I'm from. There actually isn't even a T in the town name of Middleton. It's just Middleton. That's how we pronounce it, man. Middleton. In the fields of Chester.
In the fields.
That was your one question. I hope that I answered it sufficiently. I could have told you all the hookups for great record labels. I could have given you many ideas that would have influenced you beyond your mind.
Let them ask you one more, dude. Don't be so.
I would have to charge them at least one something. I don't know what it is. We'll determine it later. What is your question that you would like to ask again?
For a price unknown at this point.
Yeah, be careful. Oh, ask, tough. But ask wisely.
What's the question?
You guys weren't ready for this, huh?
Yeah, one question, man.
Yeah,
I caught the blues from her. It was great. Except for the medication and the.
If you could play one note with us, what would it be?
It would be a C note. That is what I'm best known for.
Well, that is the people's question.
I am a great one note player. You must know.
I do know.
That is fantastic. I love meeting a fan.
we have all the Vomit records, actually.
I never met my fan, and here he is in y'all's studio. That's great.
I still can't get over the y'all, that Middleton accent.
Yeah. Middleton, right in the smack of the middle of the fields of Chester.
All right, we get it, man.
Oh, yeah. You've just been asking all the day, man. I don't know how to answer the question anymore. What was the second question? Did we already go through that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been there.
Well,
yeah.
Fantastic. I have some questions then for the band.
Okay.
But I've forgotten them.
You're going to have to think of something on the fly, man. We're on the air.
Are you on mushrooms?
You 5 seconds.
I don't really ever know what kind of drugs that I'm on. I just take them without asking.
That's a good policy.
It's a major fault of mine.
Or a major
opposite of
that,
fault.
Yeah, there, dude, that might be where your genius comes from.
There is,
that how you?
There is a few things I like more than playing music, and one of them is drinking, and also eating cheese on a cracker. And I like y'all's band because I feel like Barrel House, it could be any of those things.
It could be
any of my favorite things. I see Sean wearing the shirt. It's very nice. It's an earth tone. It's got the redness in it. It's very...
The color was inspired by your band Vomit, actually.
That is fantastic. Because I would go with this color for that. That is just the right thing. Vomit color. you went the right direction with that. But I also feel like, is that a beer brewery? I don't know what it is. I'm going to go Google that thing on his shirt because I don't know. Now I know because I met the band. But I just feel like, is that going to be some kind of mind-blowing new beer? Or is it going to be like a great new...
Barrel House is kind of a cool beer name.
It actually, it is a brewery in, I think, Pennsylvania. And the only reason I bring that up is because today I received an email... of someone sending a resume to wait tables.
Oh, nice.
Tell me you answered the email.
Yes, absolutely.
And messed with them.
That's your angle.
No, they're hired. I didn't even have to read the resume.
You guys are the only band that travels with your own waiter or wait staff.
It's brilliant.
The restaurants will love you guys.
I've had many servants every night on the road, man.
Did you at least send them some tracks?
I actually haven't responded yet.
Can I answer that email?
Dude, you should hit him back and be like, you're hired.
Yeah. Oh, show no, up. No. We'll definitely
be like, show come up in Tuesday. 10 minutes.
I mean, I'll read the resume, of course.
ask for Jim.
Can you work a double on Thursday?
We're gonna throw you right on the floor.
All right. Before, be ready. I got a jet soon, but before I do, I'd like to ask the band because I don't get to mingle with the normal folks a lot. What is your favorite Vomit song? That is such a great hit that you would bring that specific one up, because I feel like that is the heart of Vomit right there.
It really is.
Never heard it, man.
Have you ever heard two? Ooh.
Well, that must be some future.
It's a B-side. It's a B-side.
Is it better than Unforgiven 2?
It's much more melodic.
So you feel like, so you feel like, Mr. Rockwell, you feel like the blues is going to influence your sound.
Well, my next album is really influential because it's only got tones on it that are inaudible to a human's ear.
So you're marketing to dogs?
Heard great things about that effort.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. I feel that is an untapped market. I'm always trying to enter into those.
It's where the money is, man.
Yeah.
Be a risk taker.
Definitely.
Be a risk taker.
Dogs no risk. Out there with their parents' credit card, you know they're going to be buying that album like crazy.
Dogs have credit cards?
Their parents' credit cards. Owner's credit cards.
Yeah, I feel like that because when I was like 16 years old, I got a credit card, man. And it was nuts. You do not give a 16-year-old a credit card.
I would never get a credit card.
I got it in the mail. I was like, hell yes.
What was your credit limit?
It was like $225, dude. I got a cash advance.
You're 16, that's serious business.
Dude, I got a cash advance, man. And when I turned like 22, it crept up on me, man. I ended up owing like $600, dude.
Awesome.
Big mistake. It was awesome when I was 16, though.
That's why I only invest all my money in records.
It's a good policy to have.
Was that Sean or was that Radley?
That was me.
Sean?
Yeah, Radley had to jet.
Radley's gone?
Yeah, do you see him?
No. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know where he went.
He dipped. I think he went to go see Tim Beavers and the rest of those guys.
PBR playing down at Republic tonight?
Yeah.
You heading down there after the show, Sean?
I have to work at 7:30 in the morning mowing lawns. I'm really excited about it.
Good. You sound excited, man.
This is my excited sounding voice.
I mean, you can be a trooper, man.
Dude, I used to mow lawns, man. Love that.
I did too.
Anybody else landscapers in here? There's a lot of guys.
No.
I actually will be doing some lawn mowing tomorrow as well.
Oh, yeah. Nice. See? Sean?
I skate my own land.
What does that mean?
He cuts his own grass.
Oh, scape your own land.
Means he trims down there.
Yeah. Manscaping.
I have a question for the band.
Okay.
Who's the smartest member?
Tom.
Tom. Ooh. Tom! He's
Tom.
A doctor. Model T!
Tom,
are you
doctor?
A doctor?
He is.
He is a doctor.
What are you a doctor of?
Dude, I have this thing like behind my neck. Can you take a look at it?
I'm not a medical doctor. I am.
Can you still look at it? It's really
weird.
Gross.
There's like a tooth.
It's
there's
really
like a
gross. I don't think so.
Dude, it's weird. It's got like a tooth coming out of it. It's really weird. Do you mind?
Can we use the tooth to play guitar?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
All right, who's the
it
least...
It does wiggle on its own. It's kind of weird. It's like every once in a while I feel it like wiggling back there.
Nice.
That was a pretty unanimous answer. I just kind of heard
that. They were all like in on
They're
that.
They're like, Tom!
Tom! Tom!
Tom!
Tom!
Tom.
They're like, we don't know what to do next.
We're
Tom.
Stupid.
Who is the least smart member of the band?
Depends on on the day.
Let's read that resume of the waitress and see what she's
nice.
We're hiring.
See what she's bringing.
You should have made her your
Everyone's
manager.
Like, please
or something.
Don't say me. Please don't someone say me.
You should have just gave that girl a dream job. Like, you're Barrel House's new manager. Get to Richmond, woman.
I feel like once he asked that
Start
question, though,
shows.
Every single one of you guys had a name in your head. But you were like, I'm not going to blurt it out.
Who could it be?
All right, man. You want to play a song? Let's take a break. And you guys are going to come back and play another song, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. They're thinking about it. All right, this band is Cardinal Compass. They're also going to be on that Republic show this coming Wednesday. And this is All I've Got.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get down, get moving in.
Broad Street in RVA.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
I said I'd treat you right. I could be a gentleman, any kind of lover you like. I got no plans, nowhere to go. I got few friends, nowhere to call. Can't always toe the line. Burden of mine is just too heavy.
Don't be surprised by Barrel House Live on Radio Rubber Room, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Don't forget you can tweet at us at Radio Rubber Room, win some tickets to the RVA Beer Fest coming up May 5th, or hit up our Facebook page. Boom. Now, that's a Brandon song.
Is that a Brandon.
Is that a Brandon song? is that typically how it goes if you write the lyrics to a song? Are you automatically the vocalist for it, or do you guys ever switch that up?
It's not typical.
Well, Cold Woman was a little collab.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of Nat and I shared on Cold Woman, like putting lyrics down. I mean, that was really his. Well, I guess pretty much like that's how it's been. Like,
but the next song we're gonna play, Jimmy really brought to the group.
Yeah, that's true.
It started with what he brought, and then went from there. So. It can come from anywhere.
And then whoever wins the knife fight at the end.
Whoever wins
the
knife
fight gets to sing.
I really liked that last song a lot.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
I mean, I could just... It's the kind of music where I would really just, like, picture myself in the background, like, saying, yeah, a lot. Like, repeating the last thing you said.
Playing the cymbal.
I wouldn't even be singing it. I would just repeat the last thing you said out loud.
Nice.
You guys, I would do that for you guys for, like, 40% of the sales.
You guys don't even have an actual pressed up CD, right?
Not yet. But it's in the works. We're really kind of looking at a couple different places to go in and record. I mean,
and the whole thing about just us creating original music is kind of new.
Is there a digital version? Like, is there a digital version for the album? I mean, like if. People were listening and they wanted to go check you guys out, like how would they do that?
Well, we have songs on Reverb Nation that are open for download. A lot of them are from a performance we did at the National, and that was the one that Doug was talking about on the Twitter page. We did a show there and recorded it, and Doug, the Rift was there, and PBR was there, and
Call It Anything
was there, Aces and Irons. But we have a recording from that, and some of those are available for download. And then we have one that we recorded in Nat's studio at the house. It's we do, oh my God, I just drew a blank.
John the Revelator.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can download that. Cool.
And Nat, you're involved in a lot of live sound aspects too. You do live sound for a couple different people, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of live sound. I work with the former champions quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of archive.org work for them. Doing a lot of live recording and stuff as well.
Doing the live recording,
yeah,
and the actual live sound, or
yeah, I do the live sound for them too. Mm-hmm. When I can.
So you've been getting on the road with them at all? Because I know
I spent a lot of the most of last summer on the road with the former champions. Mm-hmm. Doing the festival circuit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. They're really blowing up.
And I bet you meet a lot of cool people doing that, and a lot of really good sound guys.
Oh, you meet tons of people. Tons of, you learn a lot of stuff, see a lot of cool places, meet a lot of cool bands. It's a great life. Mm. A lot of fun.
Is that how you get your guitar autographed?
No, I actually was lucky enough to get this autograph just playing the blues and meeting people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's it like doing the festival circuit and being a sound guy for a band?
It's tiring. Uh-huh. it's exhausting, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a whole different way of life, doing that kind of schedule.
Well, things that make me tired, they get voted off the fun list.
Which is mostly
it's a good fun.
That's
tired.
Not true, because then you'd have to scratch off eating.
Nothing is fun to me after I get off the couch. It's pretty much work after that.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a point. Eating ribs makes me incredibly tired, it's
so.
Really,
I mean,
fun.
I've seen you tired after eating a sandwich.
Not
but you
fun.
Love that. You love eating sandwiches. So I don't quite feel like that's a solid argument.
I've seen you get tired walking down steps.
Yeah, I've gotten tired from being too tired. Just tired of being tired.
That's quality.
That sounds like the beginning of a blues song.
Yeah,
do it right now. I want to hear it. we got you guys.
Tired
so,
of being tired.
So has anyone in the band sold their soul?
Oh, like Robert Johnson, huh?
No cross.
We probably not yet. We probably sound a whole lot better.
Do you feel like that would be a good option?
Well,
how much do you think?
Such a weird question.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think the equity is like on your soul?
It's a better question.
I don't know what the rates are like, really.
I'd be like $1,200 is worth a soul. I don't know.
$1,200
bucks? $1,200
bucks. It's pretty cheap.
It's like my year's salary. I feel like I'm not going to save up that much anytime soon.
So that's your price?
That's all yes. It'll take, $1,200.
So who's the poorest member of the band?
I've
been on the road with a jam band. I'm definitely the poorest member of the band.
It's not often that you get like doctors in your band.
Well, I'm not working. If that makes any difference.
Oh. So you want a job? Because we all need somebody to talk to. We all need somebody to talk to.
What are you a doctor of again?
Psychology.
Oh, awesome, man!
But I've been a stay-at-home dad for 9 years, so I'm a little out of practice. Unless you're five.
Is that something you can do as a home practice?
Communicating with crazy people. You're out of practice for that.
Actually, my degree. I do that when I talk to myself all the time. So it's only.
Oh, so there's like acid involved. It's like Timothy Leary?
There could be.
Yeah.
Do you like constantly find yourself evaluating people's psyche?
Only you, really, Sean.
Where is this person coming from? I have no goals in life. That's really...
You can't figure it out.
Stay on the couch as much as possible. Being on the road, so maybe not the richest in money, but in experiences, I mean, that's got to be... There's some value to that, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I've learned a ton.
What's more important to you, the value or the experiences?
I'm kind of balancing it out at this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting right now to the balance point on the value and the experience.
But it was the experience at one point, I'll tell you that much. I've seen the videos you guys had. I mean... It's been good.
Absolutely.
I'm so confused as to what the difference is between value and experience.
I was too. I was just trying to figure like out what? A good little way to answer this question without getting too deep into it, you know.
Thanks for bearing with me, guys. Thanks for bearing with me.
Is there any
a psychologist to sort this
if we only had a psychologist.
Is there any of y'all that are in a bunch of bands?
Stuart.
Not really anymore, though.
When I met you, Stu, you were in like three bands, or four or five, or any of those projects still going on?
One of them is like kind of like a rock band, the Joe Band. I went to Bailey's a lot.
Yeah,
but that's
you guys are still playing.
That's still going.
It's called the Joe Band.
Yeah, Marin Karras. Now it's changed too. It used to be.
I like how your bandmates
inside.
Are surprised.
I was thinking of Grapefruit Fred. That's your main stick.
This is my main stick.
You guys know nothing of each other.
He never invites us out to hear his other stuff. We don't play a lot. Really.
I found out about it one time and went.
There's a guy. Yeah. There's a guy dressed like a pirate in our band. So I used to ask this question all the time, but I feel like you guys fit into that era. I stopped asking it, but I really want to know. It's important to me. Like, different ones of you, like, some people are going to definitely have an answer to this, and some people aren't, but what is the best album from the 70s?
Layla.
Yeah.
The song.
No, the album.
No, yeah.
The whole Layla album.
Ah.
Layla and... A sordid love song.
Yeah, Layla. Is that everyone's answer?
I don't know.
That's tough.
I kind of agree with that.
I don't know. Like, Freddie King had some really good ones in the 70s with Shelter Records. That's really
sweet. Brandon loves the Clapton Backless album.
that's my go-to answer for everything.
His go-to album, Backless.
That's Eric Clapton, yeah. Backless.
I definitely, I like the sound of y'all a lot to me because it kind of resembles, like, early Steve Miller Band. When they were a blues band.
Yeah.
Living in the USA era, definitely. I feel like y'all could definitely use like a kettle drum. I would just love that.
Do you have one handy? Do you have a kettle handy?
I mean, we could work something out.
If you guys had like a timpani and a gong player, that might be...
Oh, God.
I feel like you guys need like a aluminum sheet shaker.
An aluminum... What, that like makes
more
rain
wind
noise?
In the song.
The thunder.
That would really help for, like, having the most dangerous instrument.
What is the most dangerous instrument?
Like, cut your arm off on the sheet.
Who's that band that used to use chainsaws?
They use chainsaws?
Jackal?
Oh, yeah.
They use chainsaws for Jackal. What?
They, like, played the guitar with a chainsaw. I don't know. Awesome.
That probably didn't last very long. The guitar didn't anyway.
That was dangerous, though.
I like danger.
All right, guys, let's take a break, man. We're going to come back, and you guys are going to play one more tune for us.
Awesome.
This is Brother Bill with Too Young.
Eventually.
Eventually? You got it there?
I think so. I think I got it now.
Got it, got it. Dan working a CD
making it
player.
You're listening to Radio Robberoom.
Radio. There we go.
Suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding. Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99, Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek, all the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
With Al-Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Yeah.
Barrel House Live here on Radio Rubber Room with Easy Come, Easy Go. All right. We've got one. Want to do one last Twitter question?
Twitter and Quitter. No, now, never Quitter the
This is also from a member of the Rift. They are tweeting fools tonight. This is a good question. Okay.
It's a question.
I want to know the answer to this. Does Jimmy Z get his nickname? Hold on. Let me scroll over. Panther from an encounter with a real panther. Have you ever encountered a real panther? And what happened? Tell us about that.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that topic.
Okay.
It's code name.
So. So.
I thought it was.
And neither is that panther.
So was there some sort of court order involved?
He's a lurker.
The Panther or Jimmy?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
So you got to fight both with the Panther?
Until Jimmy took the nickname. Yeah. Put a stop to that.
All right.
How did you get the nickname
Panther? It was a dark night.
That predated us.
Oh, I know the story. Jimmy's not going to.
I can't really divulge that information.
All right, thanks, Holt. Awkward. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Moving on. We've had three questions. We have
do
a
we
whole
have another one.
Shrouded in mystery.
Because these questions have been dynamite.
Roger. Yeah, we've on point. Thanks, Rift. They're gonna be on the show. We're gonna have a lot of fun with them in a couple weeks. We do have one from Roger in the other room. I don't know if Roger can technically win, but I guess it is up to the band. So, since their name is Barrel House, do they know who the Barrel Man is? Do you know
Barrel
the
Man?
Do you know?
Only because we talked to him during the break.
Okay. Roger, you're disqualified. I apologize. All right, so that leaves
Roger.
It up.
Don't you have Beer Fest tickets to give away on your show?
So we've got the Doug. We've got the Doug order. Right. You guys should play another River City Roots jam. We've got Pistol Whip Jenkins. The ZZ Top question.
Right.
I really like the beard one.
Yeah, really like the beard one?
I like the Twitter handle.
Yeah, Pistol Whip
Jenkins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pistol Whip Jenkins.
Beard is almost like beer. So
yeah.
He gets credit for that.
I kinda felt too bad Radley doesn't use Twitter. I kinda felt like he had one of the better questions.
Twitter's not cutting edge enough for I think Radley's on Friendster. I don't know.
It's not 1911 enough.
Hello? Hello?
It's
you there?
I'm here.
Enough.
So
do you guys, out of those, do you have a, you want to pick a winner?
I say Jenkins.
Pistol Whip Jenkins.
Pistol Whip Jenkins?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Pistol Whip Jenkins. You are the winner of two.
Doug.
You are the lucky winner.
Doug, we love you, my man.
Now just drive out to Ashland in the next 10 minutes and claim your prize.
Or Roger gets them.
Yep.
All right, guys. So we've got a little bit of time left. You guys are about to get in the studio. What about gig-wise? What do you guys got coming up that the people need to know about?
I think the most recent one we have coming up, we're going to do May 26th. We're going to be at the Tobacco Company. That's a Saturday. And then Sunday, we're headed out to Martinsville for Rooster Walk 4.
May 27th.
May 27th.
That sounds like there's going to be chicken fighting.
We hope so.
Well, that'd be pretty awesome.
One can only hope.
That's a fun gig.
There's a lot of good bands at that festival.
Yeah, Space Capone, Pimps of Joy Time,
former champions.
Former champions.
DJ Williams played there last year.
Relaxation.
When it was the different festival.
Yes.
It's cool. I just saw Relaxation at Tobacco Company last Sunday. That was cool. Yeah, you guys play Tobacco quite a bit, right?
What's that?
You guys play Tobacco a couple times a year?
Yeah, pretty frequently. We do that. And let's see, I think after that we've got July 6th, we're going to be at Capitol Ale House downtown. We do that pretty frequently, too.
Now, have you guys ever gone there on a Sunday night, Tobacco Company?
Oh,
we have indeed.
Yeah. Dude, $2 burgers, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was fun.
I wish they would let me like buy them to take them home. I just buy 7 or 6. I'd eat like one there.
Hey, I don't know. A lot of the fans of the show don't know, but where I am in the studio, I'm not looking at the band at all. I have no idea who's talking most of the time. I can only assume that the drummer has said the least because he's in the back. So this question is specifically for the drummer.
Come on up, Stu. Come on up.
Ready?
Don't be shy.
This is serious. What is the weirdest noise you can make with your mouth?
Just made me uncomfortable.
That was it.
Whistled. Stu can whistle. Fantastic.
Go back behind the drums.
So weird.
I would quit the drums right now, Stu. I would just start whistling in the band.
There you go.
You guys need to find a new drummer. You got a lead whistler.
I just wanted to get everybody involved. I feel like that was a friendly thing to do.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
I don't know who all.
Go ahead, Dan. Were you saying something?
I just told Sean he's doing good work.
You're doing great work, Sean. All right. Anything else coming up?
We're looking to do some recording. We don't have a CD, but we're hoping to put one down pretty soon here. So keep your ears and eyes open. Oh, June 1st. June 1st. We're playing at McCook's on Lakeside Avenue.
Nice.
That one too. So we got May and June.
And that
I've never been to McCook's. Okay. Was that the place that didn't they shut down? There was some place that shut down in like December, right?
Yeah, it used to be Lakeside Grill or something like that.
And now it's McCook's.
I think that's still there.
You're thinking of Lakeside Tavern. Yeah,
decide what you guys are thinking. Plenty of time. Not live or anything.
So Nat, you do have the studio at your house. You guys talked about maybe doing it there. Would you prefer to do it elsewhere? Or?
Actually, I think the game plan this go around is to do it elsewhere, so I can focus more on playing exactly. than having to engineer it. So,
Do you do a lot of recording of other groups?
Absolutely. I try to get cats in there as much as I can. Mm-hmm. It's more of the live recording thing that I do more of. But yeah, we have a space at the house that we occasionally get bands to come and record at.
Cool, cool.
It's really been a benefit for us, too, just to get some cuts of our rehearsals and stuff, too. So mm-hmm. we can, kind of step away from being in it and listen to it stuff. So, it's been a benefit to have that, mm-hmm. that studio.
And how much material do you have ready for an album? How much original material?
12 songs, right? We've got 12 tunes. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna anything like you'd put a cover on? You'd put a cover on the album, or stick to solely original stuff?
Probably focus on originals. Mm-hmm. We've been doing, just a lot. Just being that we're big fans of the blues, we've been doing a lot of the, kind of classic blues stuff for a long time, and we've been building more and more of a collection of original songs. So that's kind of what we want to focus on for recording. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're just about out of time. We've got a few more minutes. Anything else you've got to get out there to the people that they need to know about?
Check out our Facebook page. We're on Reverb Nation. You can download some tracks there. We've got a YouTube channel that you can check out some live performances on. Facebook is Barrel House RVA. Yeah, if you want to friend us, and then we have a fan page as well, and that's facebook.com/Barrel House.
And the Reverb Nation is just /Barrel House.
/Barrel House, yeah. And YouTube, too, so YouTube/Barrel House. Mm-hmm.
And that's it, guys?
Thanks a lot for having us.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, man.
You guys are the first band to ever not say a cuss word on air.
Oh!
Congratulations.
How much time have we got left?
You guys have broken a record, man. I was sitting there on the edge of my seat the whole time, like, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
It always slips out at the end, like somebody's trying to say something nice about someone. I just got to make it sound aggressive.
I just want to say that we all appreciate what you all are doing, and you guys are focusing on the local music scene, and it's great, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Definitely.
And sure. It's a good thing, and keep doing it.
That's like thanking Sean for eating food.
Yeah, I was going to say, I will continue to try new flavors of potato chips.
Thank you for breathing air.
I will continue to sleep until 3
all
in the
right.
morning.
Boom, that's it.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate that a lot, man. We had a lot of fun with you guys. We've got Shack Band on next week. We've got one more tune to play for you. This is Dane Ferguson with Fire Blue.
Left foot, right foot down the street. A little bit of money in my pocket, the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet. What more could I need? A pretty little woman that's on my arm. Keep me drunk and keep me warm. Allow me to say that I am glad you came.
closer and hold my hand. Don't tell a soul about the broken plans. Oh, take off your gloves. I wanna feel the love where we stand. This pretty little woman is on my arm, and I pulled her close and I'm holding on. Well, it is safe to say that I am glad she came to stay. You're in the fire. I'm in the fire.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now 102.9 FM. WHAN.